Am I out in the morning afore the cock crows? But my gidwife Jean is whiles up afore me, sorting out the fire. First, I gan to fettle the coos. They're tied up o'er the nicht, and I put them out in the oud by grun to get some grass. This year I've only got four coos. I micht hae to len a couple frae my neighbour when I'm ready to plough. Then, after a kick at the hens to see if there's any eggs, I'm back to the hoose for my bros. If Jean's been baking on the stain, I might just get a bit bannock as well. I'm ready to plough in a couple of weeks for the grun's still clatchy after the winter. I share the ploughing with twa of my neighbours. I use the same plough that my feather did, and his feather afore him. Och, it's a muckle heavy thing, and we need six beasts to haul it. My neighbour Tam has a couple of horses, and we could tie them up to the plough with my coos ahint them. Tam tells me that his neighbour on the other side, name of Hutton, is trying new things with his land. I dinna ken him if he will, cause he's away a lot, but he seems a canny lad. He's got himself a newfangled plough that just needs twa horses to pull it. And he's got a new plume in his wheel. A lad for a wee doon sooth. Tam canna understand a word he says, but they get on fine. Otherwise, he started ploughing last month. His grun's a wheen drier than mine. Tam's tell me that he's ploughing across the rigs to flatten them. My feather will be turning in his grave. Then Tam says he's putting some stuff called marl on to the land to help things grow better. I'd best keep an ear on what's going on to see if I can learn anything. We've hiding things the old way, but maybe there's another way that's better.